No Simple Road is stoked to have Sunset Lake CBD back with us as our sponsor. Sunset Lake is the real deal. If you've looked around trying to find CBD and it just didn't do what it was supposed to do, this is the place you need to go. They've got every kind of product you can imagine, including CBD tinctures with sleep gummies that are great for getting to bed, CBD gummy bears and reishi-infused chews that can help bring you a little bit of calm in a stressful day. They've got salve, they've got smokable hemp flower that's great for folks like me that don't want to get stoned and paranoid but want to have the benefits of cannabis. Well, now you got it. And they even carry CBD products for your pets, man. I'm saying this is Darwin-approved stuff. Go over to sunsetlakecbd.com and check out the full range of what they have. This is Vermont-grown right to your door, and they're giving you 20% off. So put in the promo code NSR20 when you're checking out. You're going to get 20% off your whole order, and I know you're going to love it. They even have subscription options open for you, so you don't forget to get your medicine. Go check out Sunset Lake CBD, everybody.
All right, cool.
There we go. I'll start.
Summer tour for Dead & Company, Fish, Widespread Panic, Billy Strings, Goose Ween, and Green Sky Bluegrass is upon us. Llama, tell you about a new resource. Get it? Long, because it's Venue Llama. Llama, tell you about it. VenueLlama.com is where live music fans share helpful insider venue reviews and information based on their own experiences. A place where pro showgoers can quickly review venues and exchange seriously helpful venue intel with one another. Shit like where the best sound in the venue is.
And what's the security like?
And what's the parking like?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Also, you can like post a video review and other people will see it. Head over to VenueLlama.com today to sign up for your free Llama account and start reviewing venues today. Review venues in the Llama base, upload photos in the Llama gallery, and add your favorite scene-friendly businesses, websites, or podcasts. That includes us. We are a business, a website, and a podcast, so you could add us to the Llama base on their friends page. All Llamas registered by July 4th are eligible to win free tickets and Venue Llama gear. Venue Llama gear has a Lorenzo Llama on it.
Lorenzo Llamas.
I love Lorenzo.
Oh, man. Yeah, who doesn't want free gear and free tickets?
That's right. Shit. You want free gear and free tickets? Go over to VenueLlama.com. That's VenueLlama.com today. One thing about this live music community is we love to support our brothers and sisters when they have their own business. And
yeah.
Shop Tour Bus is one of those businesses that is owned by part of our family. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Everybody
that's
just absolutely. Everybody went dead on me there.
I didn't realize it was a question.
Yeah. It is right. And the reason that it's right is because they have some of the most beautiful online lots. Best merch.
Yes. And on the lawn. You could buy one of these shirts and wear it on the lawn at the next shirt. The next
thank
shirt you,
Apple.
You go to. That's, I mean, the next festival or
the next
concert.
Shirt, the next shirt you go to could okay. be Minglewood Blues.
Here we go.
We're still growing. The one thing about Shop Tour Bus is we've grown together. They've been with us almost since the very beginning of this, and we have seen each other grow.
That's true. So go to shoptourbus.com or at shoptourbus on Instagram. Go check out what we're talking about. And when you order, put in the promo code NOSIMPLEROAD, all one word. You're going to get free shipping. You're going to get an all-over print box with all kinds of extras. And some of you are going to get a Grateful Dead real live cassette tape bootleg in your order. Go check out shoptourbus.com. Put in that promo code NOSIMPLEROAD.
Also, welcome back, Ella, for the summer. Giving them a hand over there.
That's right. You're going to see those boxes lovingly packed by another member of the family, Shop Tour Bus. What kind of sauces does Fire on the Mountain have, Apple?
Fire on the Mountain for the month of May, which is my birthday month.
Well, yeah, happy birthday month, Apple.
Well, here in the Portland area at the interstate location, they have a whiskey pomegranate barbecue sauce and a Thai meets Texas dry rub.
Ooh,
head
I think
on over
I would
to
like
Fremont
that.
For the Szechuan peppercorn sauce.
Szechuan, but okay.
And a curry dry rub. And then head over to Burnside for the Marion Berry habanero sauce and the Quebec-style dry rub.
Oh, shit. If you don't know what we're talking about, Fire on the Mountain wings in Portland and Denver. Food made lovingly by your Grateful Dead family for you to put in your stomach, to make you feel amazing, to make you smile, to make your hair stand on end or your lips burn off. If that's what you're into, it's fine.
And you get to take it all in a beautifully decorated spot with Grateful Dead and jam band memorabilia and paintings all over around you to make you feel comfortable like you're at home.
It's a great ambiance.
That's true. If you live in one of these cities and you haven't already visited one of the Fire on the Mountain locations, just do it, man. Just do it now. You know, you're a listener of No Simple Road. You're part of this jam band, Grateful Dead, Fish community. You're going to go in there and you're going to be like, holy shit. You know what? No Simple Road was right. This food is amazing. And it was made by people that are super cool. So go check out Fire on the Mountain. And hey, if you don't live in one of these places, it's okay. Don't be sad. Go to PortlandWings.com.
PortlandWings.com.
Get yourself some gear. Get yourself some sauces. Then you'll be happy. Find out about the brewery here. All the stuff that Melanie said and that Apple said and that I said. You should do that. Go to Fire on the Mountain. Check it out.
What?
Why are you singing? It's my turn. Never mind.
Wow.
Oh. So welcome back, everybody.
Hey now, No Simple Road family. This is us. You know who we are, I hope, by now. If not, well, this is Aaron.
This is Apple.
And this is Mel.
And you have turned on yourself and the No Simple Road Weekly Rewind, done in collaboration with the Edible Beats out of Denver, Colorado.
Edible Beats.
Go on Google and Google the Edible Beats.
The Edible Beats.
You will be greatly rewarded by your efforts with information about a business that is taking care of the planet, its employees, each other, us,
you know,
and all the rest.
If you're feeling uninspired, go back and listen to the episode with Justin Cucci and re-inspire yourself. Get those juices flowing. I know I can feel like that sometimes. So some of you may be feeling like that out there. So
that was definitely a moment of inspiration that moved us brightly into where we're at right now.
Absolutely.
With them collaborating with us on these weekly
Rewinds. That's why I wanted to re-mention that episode, because we haven't in a while. And this Monday episode is directly the brainchild of
working with them.
Yeah, working with them. So,
and they have a really cool zine too. And if you are in the Denver area, they have 5 different restaurants that you can go eat at that all feature different really dope vegetable forward menus and love and intention put into all the food on a level that I have never seen anywhere else. So
no, there's a cornucopia of things to find out about them. If you go down there, there's like a rabbit hole to go down with them.
There really is. Cause like Ophelia's has all these performances and stuff and they've got good stuff coming up and
us.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the bill of Ophelia's.
That's right. August 30th.
That's right.
With Mr. Andy Frasco from Andy Frasco and the UN, or Andy Frasco's World Saving Podcast. We are going to be podcasting live with Andy at Ophelia's Electric Soapbox the day before the Fish Dicks run. So if you are making your Dicks plans now, why not schedule an extra day come in on Wednesday morning and come to Ophelia's that night and come see us Andy and get your 4-day run started off right with a little fun.
Fun, good food, all kinds of things.
Ooh, I know.
What?
I don't want to say it right now.
You have to.
No.
Nope, you can't do that. You're busted.
Nope, I'm not saying it. I'm going to save it.
What? You can't do that to our listeners. Everybody out there is like, oh, Mel.
I can do that to whoever I want. You listeners, my mom.
All right.
Darwin.
Wow.
You think she just did it?
I just did it, but I'm writing it down so I don't forget because I'll forget it. Stuff.
So if you came and saw us at Ophelia's, would that be pre-funning your fun?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pre-gaming for fun.
Okay. Pre-fun your fun with us at Ophelia's, right? I was going to say I don't have any other announcements. That's absolutely not true. June 16th through the 19th, No Simple Road is going to be performing live at Mojo Family Fest here at the beautiful, amazing, incredible Rhythms Ground, the inaugural festival opening up this new festival grounds here in Sandy, Oregon. And we were just there yesterday, and oh my gosh, man.
It's such a beautiful venue and such a beautiful site to spend any amount of time, but a 3-day festival in June, beautiful weather. It's going to be amazing.
Bodhi Mojo, Family Mystic, Muddy Souls,
Copper Children,
Quick and Easy Boys,
and a slew of other amazing PNW bands. And you can get your tickets at bodhimojo.com. And that is the other announcement that I have. So how's everybody doing? Mel?
I'm doing tired.
Apple?
Yeah, I'm on the tired. I think we're all on the tired train.
We're on the struggle bus today?
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel a little bit better than when I first... I feel a little bit better than when I came home from work.
You
but
looked wiped the fuck out when you got out of the car.
I was wiped the fuck out. Yeah, even my voice feels wiped out.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, okay. That's a great segue into what I wanted to talk about today. And I'm going to ask you first, Mel, since you were wiped out today.
Rest for the weary.
In a world. In our culture, it is stressed upon so much like hustle culture and hurry and you got to be on your grind and no rest for the wicked and all that bullshit. And what that breeds is exactly what we're talking about right now. These moments of like, you don't feel like you have any more gas in the tank. Mm-hmm. So how do you avoid that? And 2 parts.
Okay.
How do you avoid it? And if you can't, what are some things that you can do for yourself?
This is advice?
Period. What do you do for yourself to like, when you know that you've burnt the candle at both ends and there's more left on your plate, right? And you can't like phone it in, call it in, say no, you have to do the shit. What do you do?
Well, first, I don't think it's escapable. I think that... sometimes you don't mean it to overwhelm you and it does. Like, you know, going along your tasks and you're like, I've done this much before and I've been fine, but maybe that particular day or time you've had more than your share and you're just done. So I don't think that it's avoidable. I think maybe you can mitigate it, from happening as much by not allowing your life to spin out of control with, you know, so many tasks, but when you're not perfect and you're a human being.
So when you're everybody.
When you're everybody, including anybody. like personally, I cry. I when I get too fed up, I cry. I emotionally
let it
purge. Out. Yeah. And sometimes it can be about like the thing that pushed me over the edge, but it's very rarely that. It's just like an accumulation of tears from fatigue and I don't want to do anything. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk like that kind of, mm-hmm. It just, cause everything causes so much more energy and interaction.
What you said today, you were like, I don't want to think about anything else and I don't want to make any more decisions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that.
Yeah, sound statement.
Yeah, there's so much to say about that and why I said it, but like, I'm exhausted because I've been expending more than my normal share of energy. And
yeah, way more.
So much more.
You've been, for everybody out there, Mel's mom has been visiting with us for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And you've been taking care of your mom for the past 3 weeks, and it's full time.
Oh, yeah. She came here, and my intention was to help her heal. And I'm not saying like heal her indefinitely. Healing's a process. And part of that was my mom needed attention, like from specifically her family. And that in conjunction with like care, being listened to.
Good food.
Feeling important. Good food. Interaction with more than just herself and a phone, you know? And so there's like a lot of these things that with 1 or 2 day visit, even a week's visit, you're just starting to settle in and get comfortable. And I knew that she needed that time. And frankly, so did I. I knew that I needed it. But I knew that it was also going to burn me out. Like I did know that in advance.
Well, when you broached the subject with me of bringing your mom up here for 3 weeks, the first thing I said to you was, okay, but as your husband, like my first thing is I got to look out for you. I know your mom's not well and she needs to come up here, but I got to look out for you. And I know that it's a lot when your mom is here for you. I know it burns you out. So yeah. Do you think it's a good idea for you to have her here for 3 weeks? And you were like, you were really cool about it. I was worried about saying that to you actually. And like, you were like, you know what? You're right. Let me think about it for a day. And what you just said is what you came back with.
Yeah. And I'm sure both of you have seen, cause it's been very hands-on for everybody.
Oh yeah.
It's not just me. It's not like I'm the one that's taking the lion's share. We're all taking the lion's share when we're with her, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I'm fine with like expending my energy that way, using my energy that way. The things that I do after it's over, because I'm still one more day, you know, mom leaves tomorrow, and I'm so grateful that I got to do this. Like, I mean, just say that, like, for real, for real. But I was already planning. I was like, okay, you got to get your structure back so that you can, like, my body's tight from just going so much. I haven't played my instrument. I, you know, like haven't really done beauty care for myself too much. So
these are some things.
These are all the things that when I re-implement them, bring me my confidence again and make me feel better about myself. And
even if you are burning the candle at both ends, those things make you feel better.
They give me energy. Those things literally give me energy. Like, not working out like at the gym, but my working out, you know, like stretching, moving, dancing, those things. I realized the other day, like, my mom was here and I needed like a break. Like, I needed a break, and I stood out while the music was on, and my mom, like, I think she went to like the bathroom or to her room or something, and I was outside and I just started doing some breathing and some moving, and it charged me up. Like, it literally gave me motivation and energy, and like
something as simple as breathing.
Yeah. It was like breathing and movement. It's like,
okay,
you know, like when you see the wind go through branches of a tree and it kind of like sways it a little bit and it tickles the leaves a little bit, and it's moving together, but it's also moving independent. Like, everything that moves can move, is getting moved.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by
totally.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a certain flow, as in meditation, when it's moving meditation, when you can move your body in such a way where it's almost like vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a comfortable space because it's loose. It's like flaccid, you know? But it's also...
As men, we don't...
like that word?
We don't love that state too much. We know what it means.
But exactly, you get the idea. Oh, yeah. Like, when your body feels like that, it's very relaxing. But there's still structure to your body. So And what, and yeah, energize you, not energizing. It feels great. And that's what I'm planning on doing, is getting back into my Mel grind of when I start feeling better. Cause then that's when I start feeling like
busting our smoothies out in the morning, yeah, taking our vitamins.
Yeah. That's when I feel like
you'll be
shit.
Busting back.
Yeah. I'm busting back
real soon.
Hell yeah. Roulette Delgado. Oh, if you don't know, check it out.
IYKYK.
Yeah. So, and we've talked about this in the past about the things that like help motivate us, inspire us, things like that. I have been motivated and inspired this whole time.
This hasn't been a drag.
No. Well, it's also been like, for my healing, like practice, it's really helped me to learn more in depth about how I do things and also how to work with people that are difficult.
I was just
going
to say, you have, if there was like difficult patient in the dictionary, this is the person that their picture is by that, you know, it, your mom is a tough customer. Mm-hmm. And has a lot of opinions and thoughts on stuff. And it's sometimes difficult to get through. And I've seen you be so patient and so like different than any other time you've been around her.
Thank you. I've had healing around it.
Yeah,
I've
man. Said, like, it's, yeah. It's a, being married to you for 25 years, I've seen the dynamic between the two of you, and I've watched it play out over and over, and it's this cycle of you like trying to help, meeting resistance, getting angry and fed up, and then quitting and being snotty, and then feeling bad, and then starting over again.
Yeah, I think the part of the cycle that's out of it is I just have more compassion. I didn't have the capacity in my previous relationship with my mom for compassion.
Because you were hurt. You were still feeling
so
hurt.
So much. If anybody heard the side roads or even the episode with my mom, you know, like she's matter of fact about how she raised me, and even like hitting me or whatever, she justifies it. And I'm, believe me, like I've worked through it. It's fine, whatever. It's really like, if I'm going to be okay going forward, I really need to be okay going forward. I can't just say it. Do you know what I mean? Like it's got to,
there has to, rubber has to meet the road. It can't just be lip service.
And up until this visit, I didn't have the capacity. I was still in the process of healing from those things.
What made you able to get past that?
Seeing how sad she is. She's fucking sad. My mom is super sad. Yeah. And that is heartbreaking. That to see anybody genuinely sad is freaking horrible. But to see your own mom genuinely sad,
yeah,
that's the worst thing in the world, because that's a vibration to you. Like, okay, she doesn't live here. Okay, she's not in your everyday life or whatever. But like when your mom is sad, there's an energetic echo.
Yeah.
Of sadness. And I feel that, like, and when I call her or when I talk to her, and that hurts me. It like makes me, it hurts me in my stomach in some weird place.
Well, I, not for nothing. I mean, you have done everything that you could humanly do to alleviate that sadness since she's been here. Every day has been a rose garden, a trip to go out to eat at a wonderful restaurant, a trip to the beach, karaoke in our front yard.
There's been more laughter with all of us, but with you two especially too, out on the patio and stuff. You guys just cracking each other up out there on this visit.
Another thing that has shifted that, you know, nobody would never know unless I talk about it, but like I'm very like, you know, I've mentioned this before, super touchy. I feel very comfortable because of my background. I love to hug and touch and whatever, lay hands on stuff. But with my mom, I was always very hands off because mm-hmm.
She's spiky.
Yeah.
Like a cactus.
And also because of that relationship that we had, and that was healed during this trip. Also, it made me feel softer and see the need for it. Like, and actually the genuine desire to do it.
Well, you can see that she's yearning for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could
and
see
asking
that
for
energetically
it.
Feel it too.
Yeah, like there's a lot of humility that has I've seen that wasn't there before. And even when I was with Simon, he mentioned it too. And like, he was a big critic of her behavior because he saw firsthand how it drained me, you know, but he only understood one side. My, like, when you're little and you have grandparents, you don't know about their past, really.
No, they're your grandparents are just like more than people almost.
Yeah, they have a whole it's like mysterious and
you
historical.
See them once in a while.
It's weird, right? Yeah. And so like she's made attempts and she's fucking sad and life is hard right now for a lot of people, and like I'm just compassionate for her and I don't care what she did to me. I have, you know, when you asked me that question about like my mom, and I was like, I have you. To my mom doesn't have anybody. I have
no,
you.
She doesn't have a me.
So if I'm stressed out, I can go to you, and even I can go to Apple. I can even talk to Ryder.
Darwin.
I call Simon up. You know,
you have an army family network.
Yeah,
you have an army.
I have
of folks.
Multiple girlfriends that I could call. I can call my daughter. You know, and mom, she has two daughters to talk to, and if she's beefing with one, then she's only got one, you know, like, yeah. So there's a limited amount of resources that she has. So I just, I don't know, man. It really is. We just had a call with Luke, and you guys will hear this episode coming up in a couple weeks or whatever. But we were talking to Luke, and like, my spiritual practice right now is like healing my family as much as I can, whatever I can be responsible
for. Your part of it, your corner.
Yes. I'm tending the garden.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do anything outside myself as far as like teach somebody else to do something, because I need to know what this feels like.
Wow. Well, I mean, you've navigated the really, really difficult, choppy water with a lot of grace.
And it's going to still go on.
Oh, no, this ain't over. I'm just talking about this trip.
Part, yes.
This visit, you know what I mean? And it's, I'm not saying anything you don't already know. It's exhausting. This has been tiring for all of us. Like you just said.
Even her, she's been tired too.
Yeah, you've been wiping her out. But we in this house, I think that we have cultivated a certain frequency here that's pretty goddamn chill.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yes.
This house has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oh no, it does.
There's a vibe here.
It's got a certain set of skills.
And I totally
it's
and
like
I can,
Liam Neeson.
Specific
it is like Liam Neeson, man. And like a great example of what it feels like is after a long day's work. If I've had whatever kind of day, the minute I hit our driveway, I can feel the frequency of the house.
Oh yeah.
Like driving into a bubble. Doom. Like, and when there's somebody here that doesn't live here, it offsets that. And your mom, especially right now, is off center. And
she's more on center since she got here than she's ever been.
We've helped tune her in a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, there's no 100%, but my goodness,
from the first day to today is markedly.
It's incredible. Like, I'm shocked.
I'm shocked too.
It became because I like to think about like my position. I've really enjoyed this, but today's the first day. Woke up just like.
I can't anymore.
Like obviously I love mothers, and to be able to nurture back, and I've got to do it with your mom, I'm her personal barista now.
There you are.
Nobody
you took,
around.
You took my place.
Yeah. Aaron and like Ryder was a barista. Aaron just knows how to coffee's like his life. They make bomb ass drinks with the cappuccino machine. I make myself shots and stuff, but Susie likes mine. Yep. So she, you know, and me. So she likes.
She loves you.
Yeah,
she loves
and you I so and much. I love her. I love hanging out with her. We've had some good times. Couple little coffee dates and going to the grocery store, the dollar store, and just because my thing's been the mornings. It's more, but I've realized that too. Like Eric, like that's usually my really like almost meditation time to go out there in the morning and it's quiet. I just sit there, don't do anything but listen to the birds and stuff. And now it's been 3 weeks with your mom, which I've really enjoyed, but I'm so tired. I feel like I could almost fall asleep standing up today.
And when we're done recording this, lest any of us forget.
We're going to a show.
We're going to a show.
we're ringing it up.
We're going to see the Sponge and the Jaunty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, we can do it for No Simple Road. We can do it for our family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's one and the same.
We're also tonight, too, we're like still, your mom's still here. This will be fun to take her out.
Taking
her
mom to go see the
Jaunty. We're all totally exhausted, but what else are we going to do? Sit around here like with nervous energy?
No, we're going to enjoy it. Ring it out. Yeah. Celebrate my uncle's birthday. Today is my uncle's birthday that passed away, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Cody and Bree here to celebrate with us. I bought the most beautiful peonies, hot pink peonies, my uncle's favorite color.
Your mom said, they smell like pee. And I said, that's why they call them peonies.
We had super cute charcuterie. We did, mom and Cody did a karaoke. And we're going to go see the Jaunty and Sponge. Like what?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll work for my tiredness. I'm fine with it.
Apple, besides sleeping,
yeah.
Like what do you do when you've like overdone for an extended period of time and you're feeling like you don't want to think about anything. You don't want to make any more decisions. You're not ready to go to sleep. Like how do you get back in your head in the right space?
Well, like I've said before, a lot of time I love getting into, and it's been when your mom's here, getting into old, because hanging out with her reminds me of being with my mom too. And I recently got to see my mom for the first time in 3 years, so I really have been in the mom zone and digging it and stuff, and that makes me nostalgic. Like at night, normally I'd watch a series. I love putting on old movies. The other night I watched Roman Holiday with like Audrey Hepburn and stuff. I get nostalgic and I go back to this like kid point in my life where I listen to that. And I have a playlist on my iPad that I created for my mom last time she stayed here. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to that. It's like Lawrence Welk and all the swing stuff, like
Tommy Dorsey
and all that stuff. And Glenn Miller. I've been that really calms me down. It takes me back to like childhood kind of. So it's been a lot of my nights after it's all over and I go lay down. Like I go to watch Succession or something and I just don't have the headspace to get into a difficult drama with all these moving pieces. I need comfort, which to me is that I've even been doing the thing to myself. This may sound funny. Like I've told you before, my grandma used to tickle mine and my sister's arms.
I remember you mentioning that.
I unknowingly, like subconsciously, I didn't even realize I was doing it. I'm laying in bed and I'm
self-soothing, bro.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there listening. It was like Glenn Miller. It's a Chad Nag, choo choo.
You like what being rubbed tickling on your head. It's like the same kind of feel. Like
yeah,
that
but I can't do that to myself.
The temples too, like rubbing the temples real light, like almost a tickle. And stuff, but that like for the last 2 weeks has been my like soothing at night and calling my mom a lot more because I don't. It's funny, you guys know how my mom is. She's not jealous, but she is. She knows that your mom's here, and I've been calling her more often through the visit just to give her attention too. And like I say, my mom's and old enough, 80 now, and bad enough health. I don't think my mom's gonna be coming back up here again to visit. I'm going to have to go visit her. Yeah. So that also, I talked to your mom about this like last week, how nice it is having her here, and told her about, because we were talking about my mom's health.
You've been the best, Apple. I want to just say that, like, it's not a competition, but you've been so good and for her and to her, and like, well, you know what she needs. Like,
yes.
You, and that's why she loves you so much, is because of you paying attention. It's not about the best coffee. It's,
it's about the camaraderie. Kind
she's
of.
Sentimental. She's emotional. She pays attention to small shit. And that's why she likes little shit. It's small gestures. It's little things. And she feels your energy. Like, you like moms. You're not annoyed. Yeah. You're not frustrated.
And with your mind.
And even if you are, you're kind of good at, like, offsetting it, you know?
And your mom's kind of like a different puzzle or a different game, kind of.
Yes.
She's fun to mess. And I can... I've always been able to, well, not always. It took her a little while to take me into the family when you guys first got married, but
yeah.
I've always been able to say things to her where she knows I'm being serious, but like in a joking
yes.
manner. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're going to do this and you don't have any money, you know?
Yes.
And she's like, psh, like looks at me like, damn it.
Doesn't quit give talking you any the, answer.
I ain't worried about talking that. The truth. Quit talking the truth. So, but she's fun. This has been, I think, 3 weeks was a good time because it took her, like you said, it took her a week to get into it and start dropping
like
her guard.
Remember
more.
So much she was sleeping like last week. She was sleeping every day for like hours and hours.
And she's the funniest too. She, your mom, is the most guarded person. Like I don't need nothing. I don't need nobody. I don't need friends.
Do
that.
I don't need water.
Do this.
I don't need
the
vegetables.
First 2 days she was here, she's like, I don't nap. From what she ever since
every
she's
day,
been
she's
every single day, she's taken a nice long
nap. She's contradicted
nap
herself in the best way. I don't need no weed. I don't need this. And then she's like taking her little edible every night.
Aaron, can you give me some
and
more of those edibles?
So sound. Like, she's just been.
She's been eating almost everything that we've been making, eating
she's
more
been
fruit
the
than I've ever seen.
She's
her
ever
eat.
Been. She yeah. really has been.
Yeah. It's just really put a. This visit has. And I knew it was going to. But it's put a fine point on exhaustion in the house. I've seen all of us go through our levels of tired through this emotionally, physically, and energetically. Like all of us deal with it in a different way. I'm my tendency when I get like that is to retreat. You know, I extricate myself from the situation.
Lots of naps.
I'm done. That's it. I'm going to go sleep in the chair in the living room. Goodbye. And I just know for myself, like, sleep is so important for me. When I'm not rested, I don't work. My brain doesn't work. There's people that can, like, do awesome on little bits of sleep and just keep going and be, I am not that guy. I need sleep. I'm not right. So I've learned to, like, Apple said it today. He's like, dude, you fell asleep in like 2 minutes in the living room the other day.
Yeah, like a couple days ago. I'm going to go put on Silo. I was in the kitchen getting a drink and I walked by Darwin too. They both went in there, laid down. It was like 2 minutes later. I was going to say something. I'm like, and he's out. Head to the side, drinking, you know, breathing deep, and Darwin's out right by his feet.
There's been a few nights that we've knocked out like that.
Mm-hmm. And exercising, man, is the other thing that, like, because of the energetic, not turmoil, but difference in the house.
Yeah, it's like an interruption.
There's
like
a
you
lot
said,
of
in our
there's
normal
a, there's
frequency.
A little bit of static.
Yeah.
In the flow of things. And I know for me, I internalize that shit. I feel it and then it becomes mine. Do you know what I mean by that? And like taking on other people's shit without meaning to almost. And if I don't like do something about it physically to get it out, it's not good for me.
It's sitting there.
Yeah, it festers. And then
that's the empathic, you know, dilemma, I would say, is you're feeling these things, but sometimes if you don't have ways of letting them out, they can get on you, like stank on you. Like,
well, it's like, you know, there's it flows through you and it gets in you. Mm-hmm. And then you have to like shake it off.
Release it. Yeah.
Somehow. And so I've been running on the treadmill and that's been really helpful. And then the stuff that I've been doing with Luke, the daily meditation, that also has been.
That's came in the perfect time.
Man, let me tell you something.
For sure.
It was, I mean, the universe is great. It's really like, you know, they talk about how like out of all the planets in the universe, this one had the chance that to have life on it. And all these things came together to make life start on this planet, and it could have been a million different ways, but it was that one. That's how everything is. Everything is like that. Mm-hmm. This huge, yeah, perfect working machine. And our perspective and what's the word I'm looking for? Our perspective and our opinions about shit are the things that make it imperfect. Everything that's happening right now is totally the way it's supposed to be. All of it. The only thing that's fucked up is our view of the movie. And so it couldn't have happened at a more perfect time for me to start doing that. I remember a while back you were like, babe, you would really benefit from a daily meditation practice. You're like, you especially, because you have so much going on in your head. I remember you saying it to me. You especially, like, you have so much going on in your head. You need that time like once a day to just shut everything off and do, you know. And I knew you were right, but it's like starting going to the gym or changing your diet or any
major
thing like that. It was like, oh, fuck, another thing. I just started taking vitamins, man. Like,
you start doing better and then like another thing comes and knocks on your door. It's like, yeah, I'm what
that goes in conjunction yeah, with this. Exactly. Now you fix that.
Yeah.
And now you gotta get an oil change.
Yeah. So yeah, man. And that has been monumental too. And
I know you're always trying to say you know me all the time, and you do.
I do.
But I know you, and I see what you do. And when I was meditating on a regular basis and breathing and doing yoga, that time is priceless because it's like tithing. You're doing the first percentage of your day is for that. And that means that when you're done with that, your confidence and your happiness and your pride in yourself is through the roof because you've accomplished something and it's literally made you feel better. Like stopping thinking for X amount of minutes is a reboot. It's like turning off your phone. Your phone's getting all crazy. You're like, what do you always tell me to do? Turn your phone off.
Turn it back on.
Exactly. We need
to turn your brain off.
Turn it back on and shut up. Like, yeah, don't say stuff and don't listen to stuff and don't look at stuff and don't anything stuff, you know?
It's like, all going to spark more things.
Yeah. Today's like, I was so stoked because it's Sunday and we didn't have anything going on this morning. We didn't have any interviews. I wasn't like prepping mentally to do an interview this afternoon. And I wasn't headed anywhere. The house was quiet. And it felt so good. It felt so good. Like, I'm just doing 15 minutes right now. It ended up being like 45. I was like, holy shit. How did 45 minutes go by? And like you said, you would think that in a quiet morning, you've sat quietly with your eyes closed, just breathing for 45 minutes. You would be like, you know, tired when you get up from doing that. I was like, all right, let's go. I'm ready. Let's go cook. Let's go do what we need. You know,
rebooted.
And yeah, as a fan, focus.
So that's really, really helped.
So my advice was legitimate. And
hell yeah.
Even though it was months later, you still took it and you're getting wonderful benefits.
Absolutely. And
just wondering.
You were right, babe. Yeah, absolutely. I knew you were right when you said it. I didn't think you were off track. It's just like
it's,
I said,
it's
it was,
like where we're going, like talking to Apple upstairs about like the pork chop thing and stuff like that.
I'll have to explain that.
It's progressive. You get further and further, and it's not even like you're trying to be perfect or No, it's not about that. It's like one thing really does lead you to another. And once you start, you can't go back down from when you start doing that. You don't want to come back down from that feel, those feels. You don't. And so
unless you just don't enjoy feeling good.
And that can happen. You can get depressed or something can happen.
Everything is going to be the best thing ever.
There's a lot of things as you slip and slide, right? You go back and forth. But when you start feeling the benefits of eating healthy and getting sleep, the benefits and endorphins of exercise, you don't want to not feel like that anymore. So you're going to do the stuff, and it helps with the motivation. The feeling that you get helps light the fire of motivation and consistency.
100%. An anecdotal story that like illustrates what we're talking about. Apple and I were standing on the front porch here the other day, and we were talking about like food and how Apple's diet's changing, about his pork chop incident. And we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But there's like a taco truck by my work that had, shout out to La Real Taqueria, by the way, fucking bomb. they have my favorite burrito on the planet at this place. Like carne asada and French fries.
California burrito. Yeah,
it's so good. Anyway, and it's gigantic. It's like a small football. And it was like my guilty pleasure. Like that thing, I'd be like, fuck it. I did good this week. I'm going to go get a burrito.
I deserve it.
I worked hard. And then I would eat it. And I would like be tired for the next day and a half. And like
El Gordo is here.
Feel sluggish and like just didn't feel good. But I had my delicious burrito, damn it. You know what I mean? And like, and the last time I had it, I was like, it was like in the evening after, and I had ate it at like noon. It was like 8 o'clock and I still was like, I was like, I'm not doing that again. I love it. I love how it tasted. It's my favorite, but I'm not doing it again. Like it's not worth how I feel now. And once you're like feeling okay and something knocks you down a peg, you really feel it. Where if you're feeling shitty all the time and you eat something or drink something or whatever, that there's no peg.
You're used to bracing yourself.
You're on an up and down constant shitty. Oh,
this is status quo.
I feel shittier than I did an hour ago. But
so whatever. But this was like, you know, from a 10 to a 5. Like, oh, shit. And it's a huge difference.
Absolutely.
And so it's, on one hand, like, it's kind of sad.
Why?
It's like, you can't just do shit anymore.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Everything, you've got to start being more mindful.
It forces you.
Yeah.
Well,
it does. Being good forces you to be better.
Yeah.
And it forces you to discover new. I'm discovering so new things I like. It makes you discover new things. I'm discovering that. Like, I've always liked salads, but like, kind of like Simon, me and Simon had the same. It's like a salad is something that comes on the side of the meal with your steak and your potatoes and your stuff like that. Now I have salads of meals, and I told you the other day, I've had to slow down. I've never horked
a
salad.
You choked on a salad the other day.
Last week, I was here by myself. I was telling Aaron, I made a salad, and I'm just digging into it, not like chewing right. And I got a leaf of lettuce like stuck against the roof of my mouth.
Come home, find like apple dead in the kitchen.
Like going down the windpipe. Like I wasn't choking on it, but it was stuck on the like roof of my esophagus. I'm like, ha, ha.
Oh my God.
Like you're horking a salad, dude. Slow down. But I'm discovering new, like, I want to figure out the recipe to that Annie's fig dress. good artisanal dressings are fucking expensive. That shit's $6.99 a bottle, and it's like enough. It's enough for like five or six salads. And it's like, oh wait, let's look up a recipe for fig balsamic dressing. And anyway, so I want to try things like that. And so the thing that happened Thursday night, and then this is when Mel and her mom went and had their cute little vacation down at the beach.
Shout out to Surfland by the Sea in Lincoln City, Oregon. It's beautiful, clean, 5-star.
And you guys, they really enjoyed it.
Great
and
view.
Anyway, they were gone that night, and it was me, Aaron, and Ryder, and it was nothing planned for dinner. I'd gone to the store that day, and I have not had, like, I've had bacon and ham since I had my surgery and since I've started eating healthier, like, here and there. But I was like, ooh, big fat Berkshire pork chop, you know, like thick, like 1.5-inch thick, you know, like a steak with bone in and everything. I was like, oh, that sounds good. Came home, made it that night. Aaron was even. Aaron's like, "Are you sure, dude?"
Dude, it was one of those moments where, like, I knew it was gonna fuck you up. I knew it,
but you can't.
But I wasn't gonna say shit. I was like, "Right on." Just watching you cook it, like,
because I was like, "It's delicious."
That is saying shit.
I know Mel's done it with me 1,000 times. Like, I know that's going to fuck him up, but
you let him go. Yeah. It's like a kid or something. You let him go.
That's so messed up to tell somebody that's earned,
you're a grown ass man,
earned the age that they are to be like, don't eat that. You know, it's going to make you sick. Let them. They want to get sick. They want to. Let them do it.
It was, and it's funny. Not even
like, and that, Aaron knows me. If he would have said that, I would have gone to the store and gotten 2.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like, I'll show you. I'll be extra sick. Oh, anyway, gosh. I cooked the pork chop. I cooked it good. I did a dry rub. I figured out what I did because I did cook it well, but it has the bone in. So when it gets down, and I like to eat the meat all the way off the bone. So it was a little pink around the bone, and I probably shouldn't have done that. And it was good. And then, like, woke up like 3 a.m. and from there, like 24 hours almost.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning. Like, both ends for a minute. Oh. And just, and it, I told Aaron, I was like, because Aaron doesn't like the taste of pork and stuff. And now I don't, it kind of ruined it for me. You know, I was just like, oh my God. I think it was a combination of eating healthy and then having that and then not cooking it properly. And
dude, I threw up Jim Beam when I was 21.
And you can
years
never
old.
Have Jim Beam.
I
again.
Still, and tequila too. I still, those two things I can't and even.
So, well, then that taught me a lesson, but I feel, and you guys know me, I did good through it, I feel like.
Through what?
Through being food poisoning. I was even fighting it. I was trying to deny it was food poisoning. I was like, Aaron's like, bro, that's food poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, I'll save the details for the listeners, but yeah. Me, this household, we share all the details of sicknesses and stuff. Aaron's like, bro, that's food poisoning. I was like, you think? And he's like, come on, man. And then I got up. I did things. I took Ryder to the airport. I was still feeling like crap. I was feeling like crap yesterday.
Yeah, you looked.
And
like
I got up and I went
shit.
To yeah. But I was like, I need to get out of the house. So what am I going to do? Stay at home and lay in bed and feel sorry for myself?
Stop. What? Right there. Yes, you 5 months ago would have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That it's changed. Now it's like, well, fucking, I've got to push through this. I want to go have fun.
Congratulations, brother.
And it was
that's
hard.
That's a big
it
win.
It was hard to have fun yesterday. I was winded. I was just kind of, yesterday was kind of like, oh.
That rhythm's ground?
Yeah, yeah. But I really enjoyed the end of the day. That was, their place is good therapy. They're good therapy. Mm-hmm. Just seeing Ben and Tiff and, you know, it was good. And even this morning, I'm almost back to normal, but fucking, like you said, when last time you got food poisoning, you're like, or no, not even food poisoning, you're talking about eating the burrito.
Yeah,
you're like, it was fucking like 48 hours to recover from it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how, where I'm this is day, what was that, Thursday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days, and I'm just getting back to right this morning. By, and what I did instantly too is Friday morning, started back on my regime, oatmeal and apples in the morning with some peanut butter mixed in, a salad, and some toast, things like that. And my body like immediately was like, there you go. You're right back on the right track.
Right, but on, dumb.
But you still have a little bit of a lesson to learn. I'm not letting up yet. So, yeah, lesson learned now. And
there's something to be said for nature too, that we haven't even really talked about that, is like when you're feeling tired like that, going and like being in nature, what? Away from the buzz of the hive that we all live in the city, it really does something to your body and your mind,
my mom
to your energetic field.
Raking all that at Rhythm's Ground, my mom's hip has been jacked up for a while, and even when we went to the beach, we had to climb up and down the stairs to go to the beach and come back up.
Yeah, she was talking about that.
But we were at Rhythm's Ground yesterday, and because it was so beautiful and just the environment, she was raking all over the place, and she was fine. She didn't complain about her hip one time.
Yep. And
The tree, well, you guys were talking about that yesterday. The trees, like, shed stuff to heal other trees, and that's happening all around you when you're in it.
Yeah. They've found out that forests communicate through the mycelial network and the root structures that are underneath the ground, and like they're sending out electrical impulses and hormones, chemicals and stuff, that like if one tree in the forest is sick, the other trees around it will send certain nutrients to the sick tree. Or if one tree is being attacked by bugs, the other trees will do certain things to stop them from attacking.
Yeah.
So the forest is in communication with itself. We are part of the planet. So mm-hmm. when we're in that, we are in that communication, whether we're paying attention to it or not. So my point in bringing all that up was going somewhere like Rhythm's Ground, where you are away from the buzz of the hive, of the energetic craziness of a city, is really healing. And double down on that and throw music and rhythm and frequency on top of that. Going to a festival somewhere like that, and like Rhythm's Ground, Horning's Hideout, any of these festival places, it's healing for you. It really is. It's not just anything, one thing. It's all of it. It's being away from the city. It's whatever medicines you do or don't take. It's the community aspect of it. It's the music part of it. It's the forest. It's the all of it. And it's really healing. And even just being there with no music yesterday was magical.
Well,
when it feels healed out there, it's healing. Like to see the progress that they've made out there at Rhythm Grounds, it's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Because that place was choked out when they bought it. So much blackberries. I mean, like,
you can feel it.
You couldn't even begin to think about walking 2 feet into any of the forest up there until they got all these blackberries that were sometimes 12, 15 feet tall just insane.
A mountain.
Yeah. And they have torn all this out and let the trees breathe again, and stuff is coming back.
It's so cool to see.
Yeah.
It's so freaking cool to see.
Yeah, man. And hey, you guys can come out there and see it too if you want.
That's right. June 16th through the 18th, Mojo Family Fest at Rhythm's Grounds in Sandy, Oregon. Three beautiful days of awesome local musicians. We're going to do a live podcast out there, camping. So come on out.
One of the coolest arboretum of trees that you will ever see.
Bamboo forest.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, all this stuff comes together, and like, it's a journey. Each one of us has our own trip with taking care of ourselves, whatever level you're at. It's fine. There's no, like, I don't know. You're running the race against yourself. That's it. Like, comparing yourself to anybody else's stuff is a recipe for disaster, first of all.
And a good way to always lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't you.
And all you can do is control what you got in front of you, and your own head and your own body and your own mind and your own life. So, you know, if you're not where somebody else is at, so the fuck what? Who cares? Doesn't matter. You're where you're at. And you know what? We all have to have our own trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is. So meet yourself where you're at, man. and give yourself some grace and know when to be a hard ass with yourself.
Have some humility.
And everything will be all right, man. Look, like I said a few minutes ago, everything already is all right. It's us that's out of adjustment. So let's just lean into the fact that everything is cool, man. And I think we'll all find that our experience on this planet gets a little tiny bit easier when we do that. So everybody.
Yeah, and have fun. I got to add one more little funny antidote here at the end. Because yeah. Me and Susie have been having fun with this week. Because she started saying at the beginning of the week, she I'm going to marry you for your coffee skills and this and that. Like a joke between us. I'm
Apple
like,
will be my stepfather-in-law.
Yeah, but we're mainly talking about Mel. And she, I was like, oh, then I can boss Mel around. And she could be like, you're not my dad.
Slam my door.
Mel, I told you to come pick your shit off the dining room table now.
So wait a minute. Apple would be my father-in-law.
That's fucking he would be hilarious. Your stepdad. Uh-huh. Apple's my stepdad. Partying with my stepdad all the time.
That's fucking dope.
Wow.
My brother and my stepdad.
So that's the thing too. Sometimes like we were saying, this is, you know, it's been stressful and sometimes, but it's been really fun and it's been really needed for everybody. I found with this stuff, my suggestion is if you're starting to get stressed about, lean into it and figure out how to make it fun for yourself. Because if you make it fun for yourself, the person you're dealing with is going to follow in suit and have fun as well, so most likely.
All the things that we were doing since my mom's been here is like what you were saying, babe, about festivals and stuff. We went to Hag Lake. It was completely away from any kind of
nature.
Yeah, well, there was no in nature, yeah. Not away from nature. And then we went to the beach and we went to Cathedral Park and we did all these outdoor things where that there was no communication except for eye to eye, you know, like mother to daughter, really intimate things. And that
which
was
is deep communication, yes. Instead of vocal.
Yes. And then being out in public so that you it helps for her. Mm-hmm. To not have, you
not
know,
be private.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tiff had asked yesterday, you know, we always say safety third.
And how did it come up?
And well, I don't remember how it came up, but she was asking what's number one. And
one
number
and two.
Two.
Yeah, we've heard that for several.
I think love would be number one and fun would be number two. Safety third. Yeah. At least for right now. We can. That list is subject to
There's no
revision.
List. We change it up.
Yeah, I like those.
I only like safety third.
Yeah,
that's definitely a thing. What's first and second?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever is suiting you at the moment. It doesn't require safety. You could be unsafe. You could be unsafe with your love and your fun. Just be careful
afterward
and make sure to hydrate.
Safe and careful. Those are two different
hydrate
things.
Through everything. Hydrate.
Yeah.
That's Apple's deal.
I
right
feel
there.
Like that's like doesn't need a number because it's a given.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
why
that's
it's
like
separate.
The foundation. Yeah. It's not a one yes. or two. It's the foundation
all right,
of everything.
So we will be back on Friday.
I look like a straight lizard when I don't hydrate.
With Marcel Adams from YouTube. If you haven't checked out Lessons with Marcel, if you are guitar interested or you
bluegrass interested,
like bluegrass, or interested in learning about the history of bluegrass or how to play it, Marcel
and banjo, right? He does banjo stuff. No, he doesn't.
Marcel
he does know
how
to play the banjo.
Yeah, he does. Marcel has an amazing YouTube channel called Lessons with Marcel. And we had him on the show. He's going to be out here on Friday.
That was a really amazing interview, you guys. It was very, that was an inspiring interview to
very.
Me.
That's
and
good
I
timing.
Wish that Apple was right in the midst of recovery and all that. So he wasn't.
No, I'm going to get to hear this one.
But yeah,
just
this
like
was
all the other listeners.
This is really good though.
Yeah, you're going to do
it. This is one of the only ones I missed through all my recovery.
Yeah.
I think you missed two. You missed Megan and him. That was
oh,
it.
No, Goose Chick. No, I was here for Megan.
The
Megan was super
no,
fun.
No, you missed
Goose
the Goose Chicks.
Oh, okay.
It was Goose Chick. Yeah, it was the same weekend.
So, go check out Marcel. Promise you won't be sad. It's really dope what he's doing over on YouTube. And he has a pretty amazing community growing over there, too. So go check that out. And until then, hey, guess what?
Smile at a stranger. That's
safety
one,
third.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Smile at a stranger. Safety third.
See, number two.
Hydrate.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. And we'll be back on Friday.
Love your dog. Darwin just looked over here like, love your dogs.
Hey, man, don't forget about me.
Dogs rule.
They do.
He's tired too.
But it's a tad bit of strange similarities that feed an A equal A complex. The fears of your past do not equal the perplexities of the current road.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.